Remember, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, thine eternal mercies and compassion. Bow down thine ear and hear the prayer that we offer for all thy people as a spiritual fragrance. First of all, remember thy holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Establish, strengthen, broaden, and multiply her. Grant her peace and keep her eternally unassailable by the gates of hell. Calm the quarrels of the churches. Put out the arrogance of the heathen. Swiftly destroy and uproot the rebellions of heresies, turning them into nothing by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Save, O Lord, and have mercy upon our pastors and spiritual fathers. Through their prayers, have mercy on us and save us and forgive our sins. Save, O Lord, and mercy on our nation, upon all who serve our country, the president, civil authorities, and armed forces. Save, O Lord, and have mercy upon our church, all who serve our church, the parish council, servers, singers, teachers, and all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on our family. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on our friends and neighbors. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on all monks and nuns. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on the sick and the suffering. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on the lonely and abandoned, the elderly and infants, the poor and homeless, orphans, widows, and widowers, for all in prison and exile. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on those who are sad or in grief, the victims of misfortune or violence. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on the servants persecuted for their faith in Christ. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on those who labor and bear witness to thy kingdom and thy love for man. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on those who hate me and offend me and do me harm. Do not let them perish because of me, a sinner. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on those whom I have caused to stumble, turning them away from the path of salvation and leading them to evil and unseemly deeds. Return them to the path of salvation by the divine providence.